Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
But I hate this. I absolutely detest what's going on right now, because I hate when something's in my head and it's how I feel. And I know I'm just going to get a landslide of poo and crap for it. I know it. And so when that happens, I have two options. I can either come on the air and say it, and people can get upset with me, or I can just lie to everyone. I can just lie to everybody, take the easy way out, pretend to feel a certain way about something, and have people agree with me, and just move on. Keep it moving. Keep that train on the tracks.
Keep that wagon train a-rolling.
Yeah. But
Pony, you've not gotten to the standing you've gotten professionally by pulling punches, by placating, or by lying to your loyal listeners. So just out with it and say it, because I know what's coming.
I just don't like the way he sounded today. I'm just not a fan. I've listened back to Pickens, and I've watched the Q&A with reporters several times today, and I just don't like the way he came across. And this is an easy one for fans. This is a super easy call for listeners. Who do you side with? Do you side with the explosive, exciting, fun-to-watch rookie receiver who's got enormous talents, huge potential, is going to be a great wide receiver in this league? Or do you side with the media? I mean, that is an easy, super duper easy call.
Do you bet on the Christians or do you bet on the Lions?
I mean, so I watched that and listened to it several times today, and I'm like, man.
And you didn't want to feel that way about
it. No, I wanted to come on the air and say, oh my God, look at
the
media.
No big deal, much ado about nothing.
Look at this interrogation session. Listen to the media.
They're trying to catch George and make him look bad.
Trying to make a mountain out of a molehill. Trying to create drama.
I felt the same way you did.
I just got called out by some, and he's not working anymore, but
the
greatest Steelers beat writer of all time is
on your case.
Wagged his finger at me a little bit.
Go down there yourself. You're allowed to.
It seems like Dunlap and Kabali might be at loggerheads again over a tweet.
Bit of a tete-a-tete. And then you know what's going to make that situation volcanic, right?
Roundtree
getting in there is just like introducing a stick of dynamite in between two lit matches. I felt the same way, though. Here's the big takeaway I had from Pickens. And I think the way he handled his media session today does not at all contradict the way Mike Tomlin talked about him to the media yesterday. Tomlin essentially said, we don't have time for your BS, and I'm not going to pay attention to it on this matter. Pickens acted like a guy that wasn't going to suffer the BS. He even made a preemptive statement basically blaming the media. Like, you know, the last question there, like, do you not want it caught on camera again? And he basically said, that's on you guys.
Are you gonna
tone it down?
Yeah, are you going to try to?
And he said, that's on you guys for having cameras and doing your job, basically.
That's your fault.
So I think that this lines up, actually, with the way Tomlin handled it, because they both just seem like they want to point the finger here. But my problem with Pickens' handling of it is this. When AB, if he ever did this stuff, when he did it, he had already established himself as one of the best in the league. Pickens happens to cite T.O. there, which is appropriate because they're pretty similar in body type, like big guys, big rangy physical targets. I remember watching rookie T.O. Remember when he caught the pass to beat Green Bay when Rice fumbled, but they didn't call it? He caught the pass and got crushed in the end zone that year. It might not have been his rookie
catch
year.
Too.
Right, but it was either his rookie year or close to it. T.O. didn't become T.O. until later in his career, as far as demanding the ball, I hate my quarterbacks, etc.
Yeah, A.B. was happy-go-lucky until...
A.B. was happy-go-lucky until
2 years
least,
in,
like,
maybe 3 years in.
Probably third year in, right? He got the money. Ryan Clark has very famously said, I knew it was going to happen. What is problematic here about George Pickens, which has nothing to do with Kenny Pickett or Matt Canada or anything else, he's played 12 games. He's a puppy in NFL terms. There are going to be times like this, especially when your team is breaking in a rookie quarterback, does have a head coach who wants to run the ball and play defense, at least at the start of said rookie's NFL career. This was always going to be possible. If this is how he's handling like some NFL adversity at a time in his career when most people would expect there to be adversity, if there's going to be any, what the hell does that say for what's going to happen 3 weeks from now if this is still the status quo?
Well, what it does, though, is it flies in the face of something that we used to excuse or stick up for how much he pouted, which was, come on, look at the situation, look at the context of it. He's back in Atlanta. All his old teammates won the SEC championship game in that stadium the night before. He wanted to go back there to his roots.
An hour away from college, yep.
Yeah. And instead of saying that, he's like, no, this is just what wide receivers do.
Now, could you look at it charitably at all and say, hey, this is just what my position is. Don't sweat it.
Well,
we're all like this.
Here would be my rebuttal to that. If it's just par for the course and it's not a big deal and every wide receiver acts this way,
mm-hmm,
and we just accept that.
Comes with the territory type of thing.
Don't make anything of it.
Yep.
Why does the defensive captain of the team have to go over to him during the game to say something to him about it?
Because the truth is that they know that it's not just nothing.
If it's a wide receiver just letting off steam and that's what they do, then Cam doesn't have to get involved.
Do you think Cam would have done that to AB, by the way?
Because it'll work itself out.
Like,
no.
If AB's pouting.
No, I know.
Do you think it's because Pickens is a rookie, they feel like they can and should try to nip this in the bud then?
I don't... Nip it in the bud is an interesting expression to me. Because nip it in the bud means that, like, they don't want to see him act like that ever again.
Yet Mike Tomlin seems to say, hey, I'd rather say whoa
juices
than sick him.
Yeah.
My issue here becomes, does Mike Tomlin know this is exactly the guy he's getting, this is exactly the risk he's courting in a run-heavy offense where maybe Deontay's getting a lot of the targets and Freiermuth's getting a lot of them? Does he think, I can just handle this guy? I'm going to take care of this?
Well, yeah, I think he feels that way. Look at the wide receivers that they've drafted. Tomlin, he's experienced Antonio Brown. He's experienced Martavis Bryant. He had a really, I don't know, high strung is the right word, but he had a really passionate guy in Hines Ward who inherited, who was an emotional dude. Like, he's had all types of wide receivers. He played wide receiver in college.
Let me ask.
I think he feels like, I've got my fingers on the pulse. This Juju, Chase Claypool, I mean,
let me pose
go
another
on
question
and on
to you. Okay. How much, and I think what we do is important. There's a public interest in this team, and therefore the people that are there reporting on this and interviewing George Pickens and asking him the questions are serving the public interest because people give a crap about the Steelers or else this show wouldn't exist, et cetera, et cetera. How much of a big deal is it that the guy did not give what you would call a winning media availability today in the long run? Like, how much does that matter if, say, he goes out and they have a game plan early on, a script that is George Pickens heavy, and maybe he catches a 30-yard pass and he's headbutting teammates in a good way.
Mm-hmm.
He's rah-rah and he's blocking somebody onto their ass on a running play. He's the first guy celebrating if maybe they score a touchdown. How much does what he did today matter? I grapple with the question myself, so I'm not throwing it out there in a gotcha way. I am asking you your opinion on that because I've had that thought cross my mind. Is this just a momentary flicker of a guy being very pissed because he didn't get involved in the game plan?
But he made it sound today that it was not like a
that this is
one-off.
Just what I this is what I am, this is what anybody that's
well, this
like
is what, this is what wide receivers
right
do.
Fair. I mean,
this is what wide receivers do, he said. This is what every wide receiver does. I can pull up videos on these guys. But So, you know, I do understand, like, there is, in my opinion, I brought up the Tom Brady double standard yesterday with Ben. There is a Brady double standard when it comes to stuff like this, where, again, on Sunday, he's just on the bench MFing people and screaming about how bad they're doing. And we say that's great leadership from Brady. Well, when I say we, I don't so much mean you and me. I mean,
the royal
by and
we
large,
out there.
It's like, see, look how
what
much,
a competitor he is.
Yeah, exactly.
Look how badly he wants to win. When he's screaming at Bill O'Brien, it's, wow, these two just have so much respect, but also intensity.
But the difference there is, those situations, like against the Steelers when they were playing and lost in Monday, the Bucs were sucking. Like, they needed some kick in the ass to get going. The Steelers were winning the game, where Pickens initially comes to the sideline and throws his helmet and sits down, and the wide receiver's coach has to sit next to him, and then Cam Hayward has to come over to him. So it's not completely apples to apples. I just was hoping for today there to be a little bit more of, hey, I really want to win. I'm a competitive guy. I wasn't getting the ball. I was back home. That's how I acted.
Like a cooler heads situation?
And I don't even need him to make a promise like, it'll never happen again.
Just to say, hey, I was pissed. I want to win.
Yeah.
Would you call it defiant today?
Instead of being like, you guys don't know what the hell you're doing. You guys suck at your job. You make something out of nothing. This is what we do. If you knew football and wide receivers, this is how we act. Guys are idiots.
Wouldn't the media response be, we take pictures of what's happening, this is what we do? If you do something that is out of the ordinary on a sideline, we're going to talk and write about it, this is what we do? I mean, that would be the comeback there, because it is.
Yeah. Yeah, we blow it out of proportion.
Do we blow it out of proportion, though? Or is a rookie, like, throwing his helmet, kicking his helmet, and I love this dude's talent and want him to be great.
Yeah.
Is that normal? On the sideline.
Well, if it is normal, then I don't think the captain of the defense has to go over and talk to him, because it's just another day at the office. If that's what wide receivers do when they don't get the ball, if everybody's doing it and they come to the sideline and they're throwing their helmet and they're pouting, why would Cam Hayward think any differently?
Because
all the other wide receivers are doing it.
Right. He's got to go one by one to every one of them. Here's another thing that I again will highlight that I think I brought up yesterday about all of this with Pickens. What is troubling is not only that this is so early in his NFL career. He got two targets. I'm sure it's really just a lack of any activity in that game. He had a combined 16. He was averaging 5 or 6 a game the last 3 games. And those were games where they ran the ball too, right, Pony? He's getting the ball thrown his way previous to this. Has one hiccup there where in Philly he just goes completely off the score sheet. But before that, he's getting the ball a lot. This is not a trend that he is finally blowing up after, like, it's just happened for months at a time where they can't get him the ball. It's a one-off. It's probably an aberration. I would bet my bottom dollar he is going to get a ton of targets, maybe the most on the team in this game coming up. So if this is 12 games in, a one-off, and he's that furious about it, you got to be mentally tough as hell to play in the NFL. Do you agree? At any position. There is a certain level of grind mentality that just has to take over.
It's a super violent game, man.
Super violent game, requires tons of focus, requires tons of dedication. If this is after one game where it doesn't go his way in a prominent situation for him, where he's close to his college, what the hell happens if against Baltimore they get into a gutter war and they end up just running the ball a lot? Or what if Marcus Peters yaps at him on the first play of the game and says they're not going to throw you the ball today either if it goes to Deontay and it gets dropped? What then?
Well, I'll give you something that we also just kind of said, well, you know, boys will be boys. The game was over. I like that this guy's so competitive. I mean, he did get kicked out of the Bengals game for just like a really dirty play at the end because he was ticked off. If I'm the Ravens, Harbaugh's...
I'd have Marcus Peters in his ear from moment one.
Well, yeah, I mean, they know the scouting report on the guy. I'm playing his clips from what he said today, some of the things he's done on the field, on the sidelines, and say, you can get under this guy's skin. You can mess with him.
I also think...
Now, maybe that fires him up and it makes him a better player.
Maybe.
We don't know George Pickens that way yet. I think it could. I think it could make him better. But,
you know who puts himself in the crosshairs, again, though, is Mike Tomlin. And you know that this is not a typical posture.
Well, Starkey brought that up. Starkey wrote about that. I asked yesterday when Tomlin got mad, who was he really talking to? And leave it to the Post-Gazette. Two of their writers wrote things today about this that were probably slanted towards the negative. Dulac in his chat said that what Pickens did was disrespectful towards the Steelers organization. disrespectful towards the organization, which I thought was a stretch.
I don't really agree with that at all.
That's a really big stretch.
That's a mouthful.
And Starkey wrote, well, look at some of Mike Tomlin's ups and downs with wide receivers lately. Do we really just take him at his word that everything's A-OK?
Well, that's what I would love to, know.
Chase Claypool, Juju, Martavis, Antonio.
I'd love to know what happened, if anything, behind the scenes with Tomlin and Pickens.
Well, Pickens got asked that question today. We'll hear that. I don't know how you feel about that answer. 412-928-9370. You've heard George Pickens say, I didn't do anything wrong. This is what wide receivers do. You guys are making a big deal out of it. It's your fault. Do you agree with him? My guess is we take calls. Most people will say, lay off George Pickens. We love George Pickens. He's great. Don't tear this guy down. That's my guess.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.